The Mother Earth Report with futurist Belinda Matlitsky.
Good afternoon, Belinda. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you, Kathy?
Excellent. You know, we are enjoying the most glorious winter weather since you haven't sent us anything in a while, and we are not upset about it at all. We are enjoying beautiful 18-degree winter, no chill factor, and 18 degrees actually feels like 18 degrees according to my app.
That's amazing. But what is absolutely startling is that in Cape Town it's reached 27 over the last 2 days, and we've had the spring flowers emerging absolutely out of nowhere, and that is disturbing because it suggests that the earth is very confused. So Mother Nature is quite mixed up by this climate change, I would say.
Listen, it's Mother Nature, it's not Father Nature. She has her moods.
Completely. And in fact, what I want to tell you today is that Mother Nature can be a very sexy woman, because what I wanted to speak about is the connection between music.
Yes.
And volcanoes. Since I'm a musician and an opera singer, this one would think, okay, now what on earth is she talking about?
No, I can see it. I can see it, you know, a nice aria with the lava just coming down.
Yes, push you up. A volcano is dangerous. There's this wonderful red, in fact, shades of orange. There's something very seductive about her, but she's really dangerous. And the musical part is that because these volcanoes have been exceptionally damaging, especially in Hawaii and Indonesia this year, they have found a new way of monitoring them, and this is through their internal music. Really? So there's an infrasound monitoring device that detects the rumblings and explosions inside volcanoes and picks up all these low-frequency pitches. And the way the geologist Jeffrey Johnson explains it is that a crater is a musical instrument that is forming the tone as well as the reverberations of the sounds. So we've got like these natural chili. But put it in another way, when you look at these sounds, actual sound forms, they look like screws. So wow. They've been named tornillos. I think it says here tornillos, the Spanish word for screw, because the sound waves look like the threads of a screw.
So interesting. That's so interesting. So it's actually, when you explain it, it sounds so logical. It's a wonder that they haven't done it before.
Absolutely. Out there in the collective unconscious, somebody had to grab the thought at some stage. But the scary thing about this magnificent, seductive volcanic activity in Hawaii is that it's expected to be the longest, or it's like the longest running show on Earth here, because it could go on for years. According to these latest, to the latest predictions, using this new equipment. And what is so alarming is that there are hazardous fumes that emerge as the lava, of course, and the magma starts climbing through. And you've seen those astounding photos of the waves of magma. And these fumes are actually tiny sulfuric acid droplets, and they call it VOG, because it's volcanic fog.
And highly toxic as well, I think.
Exactly. So when you inhale it, if you have asthma, you're done for. It can't be very wonderful for the skin either. And yet volcanoes are really, really important to the structure of the earth. We've got our own one here. We can actually see the evidence for the beauty that volcanoes can create if you go to Bantry Bay, one of our most favorite, beautiful, beautiful destinations. Do you know that that was an ancient eroded volcano?
No.
We've got Lion's Head over there.
Yeah.
Volcanic.
That's
stuff.
Interesting.
And we do have another volcano in Rustenburg. So lesser known facts, or kind of facts, that we don't have to be too worried about. But since we can't do anything about volcanoes except monitor them, it's not like climate change where we can change it. We've at least got to have these high-tech monitoring devices so that we can know when to stop building.
Does South Africa have any live volcanoes?
From what I've been able to find, no. We've got this one in the Pilanesberg in Rustenburg. We've got volcanic action, well, dormant ones. We hope they're dormant in the Prince Edward Islands in the Indian Ocean that also belong to us, and a Marion Island. But outside of that, there is no live volcano, please God.
So interesting. I mean, Pilanesberg, we know for the wildlife reserves there. It's just packed with them and very famous wildlife reserves there. Anyway, Belinda, thank you very much. That's where we leave it this week.